About 10 or 15 years ago, someone was telling me that at the parish of Our Lady of the Lake at Tum Tum, the community there has not yet built their own church, and so they have been using a Quonset hut as their place of worship. And at the time, I had never heard that phrase before. I'd never heard of a Quonset hut, and I misheard. So what I heard was Kwanzaa hut. So I didn't exactly understand. I mean, I didn't know a lot about the African-American feast of Kwanzaa, but I thought it must be celebrated in a hut of some kind, maybe with a thatched roof, or I don't know what all. And it was surprising to me because I didn't think there was a very large African-American population in Tum Tum, but that's what they said, right? They said there was this Kwanzaa hut where Our Lady of the Lake Parish gathered. And it wasn't until a couple of months ago when I was reading a book and I saw in print Quonset hut. I thought, there must be some mistake here. But it kept being used over and over. And so I realized that I had been in error all that time thinking that Our Lady of the Lake was a Kwanzaa hut. And so I was quite embarrassed. I started thinking, I wonder if I ever sent this in an email to someone, or you know, I thought people probably thought I was an idiot for thinking that it was a Kwanzaa hut instead of a Quonset hut. There was, at the same time, despite my embarrassment, a sense of relief that I was no longer in the dark about this. So I did have a good laugh at it, and I am happy to say now that I know what a Quonset hut is. But I also wondered at the time, and I still wonder, how many other things there are that I think I know about, and I'm really in the dark. And reading today's readings, I also reflected upon the question of how maybe those who are born blind or born deaf or mute or lacking some other sense or some different ability, how they would be unaware of that lack until they were made aware of it by some person or by some situation. I would have gone on thinking that it was Kwanzaa hut unless I had picked up this book which taught me otherwise. But think about the reality of being born blind or being born deaf. You wouldn't know initially that you were lacking anything, that you were missing out on anything. It wouldn't be until later, at some point in your life, when you found out that there was the possibility of sight or hearing, that you would learn that you're missing out. Try going on YouTube sometime and searching for seeing for the first time or hearing for the first time. There are several videos out there that are posted where you can watch someone who was born blind, who has had a cornea transplant or whatever it takes, and their eyes are open for the first time. They see for the first time. It's amazing. It's amazing. And we can imagine what it was like for the man in the gospel who was deaf and who had a speech impediment. And in his encounter with Jesus, his ears are cleared and he's able to speak clearly. Think of the joy that filled that man's life at that moment, having this new discovery of something that he had previously not even known was possible for him. I guess in some ways we might feel like we're sort of stuck in the situation, because how do we receive healing if we don't even know that we need it? Thinking about our relationship with God, our spirituality, maybe there are some ways in which we are blind or deaf or unable to speak. But if we don't know about those things, we're not going to ask God to take care of them, because we don't know that we're even lacking. I was telling people at the previous masses, those who are married may have an advantage in this regard, because you have someone who knows you very well, and you could ask them, is there something about me, the way that I think about things, the way I do things, that I could change? Probably it doesn't take the question, right? Sometimes that information is volunteered without asking. But yet, there's a real humility in that, isn't there? Having the grace to go to your spouse and say, is there anything about me where you can see that I'm in the dark about something? Or you see the way that I usually do something is maybe not the best way to do something. Well, we can do the same in our spiritual life. We might not know what our blindness is or our deafness or our inability to speak. But we can go to the Lord and ask, Jesus, show me. Show me what I'm missing out on. Help me to understand the ways that I'm doing things a little bit off. And show me the right way. Help me, Jesus, to do what is right. Remove the scales from my eyes. Clear my ears. Help me to speak. Sometimes we might think, well, we've been going to church for so many years, we've got clear vision and all of that. But how many of us who have been going to Mass for decades still find it difficult to hear the Lord's voice when we pray? How many of us who were perhaps Catholic from our infancy still have trouble finding words to say to a friend who doesn't believe, inviting them into a life of faith? There's lots of ways that we are really still deaf and unable to speak. But we ask for the grace from God to approach with humility. For all those areas where we don't know what we're lacking, and we approach simply with an open heart and a willingness to be shown where we go astray. A willingness to learn the ways that we could improve our spiritual life. If we don't have that willingness, if we don't have that openness, there's probably not going to be much change or growth in our spiritual life. But when we pray day after day, Lord, open my eyes, my ears, my mouth. Help me to know. Eventually he will show us. Maybe not right off the bat. But eventually, by his grace, he'll continue to draw us closer and closer. And it will become evident to us what we're lacking and where we need to go. It's interesting, really, to consider that experience of seeing for the first time, hearing for the first time, and then to realize that that same kind of experience and the joy that goes along with that and the wonder really can be ours, even though we can see with our eyes, we can hear, we can speak physically. That experience of joy and revelation, if you will, is available to us by God's grace.